I don't know what happened. I see the music going, but it's not playing. Anyway, I don't care. Hello, everyone. Welcome around the world in the chat room or on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina, huh? How's everybody doing? I hope that you had a good weekend and your Monday started off, as they say, on a good foot. I sure hope so. Well, anyway, our show is on every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard, well, daylight saving time now, brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question or third, whatever. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is normally Miss Nina. She won't be available this Monday or next Monday night, so we'll probably have guest psychics or intuitive in the chat room for the next 2 weeks. I mean, yeah, in the chat room. From time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and their gifts. So for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. The right side of the page is click on Psychic Readings and scroll down. Readings are done Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the East Coast people, we will accommodate your time frame. So spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do, and I'm sure Miss Nina does as well. Let me see. I want to say thank you to everybody. Yesterday on the show, I mean, we went right up to the wire. It cut me off. But it was a good show, so I thank everybody. And I thank everybody that's joining the show today, as well as the folks who are in the chat room. And I'll be checking the chat room periodically after maybe 3 or 4 calls. I'll go in there and check and see if anyone has questions they'd love to have answered. Now, I also want to let you folks know about the psychic readings are really cheap. We're probably the cheapest ones that's out there for Keen and, I don't know, California psychics, everybody else. For one question, it's $25. If you'd like a 30-minute reading, it's only $1 a minute, so it's $30. Or if you desire an hour reading, truly in-depth, that's only $60, just $1 a minute. So I don't think anybody can beat our cost. That's why we say we do it out of love. We don't do it to make a profit or gouge people, but, you know, make a little money, but also love you first. That's number one. Okay, and I don't have any birthdays. Quick prayer, and then we'll begin. Okay, I think I did all the birthdays yesterday. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our wills be done. Also, I wanted to tell you, too, if you go on the website, y'all, there is a blog page, news. There's a page with prayers as well. So check it out sometime. You don't have to just go in there to want a reading. You could just check out the website. I think you really enjoy it. It's pretty good. Good one. Okay, so let's begin the show. It's about 6:05. First caller up is area code 754. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Ennis?
Hi, Samantha. Yeah, how are you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific. Doing terrific. So what can I answer for you tonight? It's a good day in the life. The sun is still shining.
Well, I have a question about this one gentleman in particular. I just wanted to know, like, do you see something developing between us? More than friendship, I would say. Like, I think he's very interesting and very sweet. And I would love to get to know him and hopefully, you know, see if it can be a solid relationship.
Okay. What's his first name? That's all I need.
Giovanni.
Oh, that's pretty. Spell it for me.
Yes.
I like that.
G-I-O.
Oh, Giovanni. It's Italian.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I know that. Okay, Giovanni. I wasn't for sure. That is a pretty name. I like Italian names. They just kind of flow, you know? I don't know. That's just me because I'm a writer. But their language just flows like the wind to me. Okay.
Although he's not Italian, but still, it's a really nice name.
Oh, no, that's okay. My daughter has a French name, and she's black.
So,
to read her name, you think she's a, yeah, but I just fell in love with that French name and named her that, so. Okay. You know, sometimes he's hard-headed. I'll just say stubborn because he's an intelligent man. He just is hard-headed sometimes. He don't want to listen. He listens, but he don't listen, you know. He has a charismatic personality, well-liked by a lot of people. He's sexual. Okay, angels. Yeah, that's funny. I'm asking about you and him, but they're just, you know, they're throwing information at me.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, they keep saying he has a very nice personality. He's charismatic. He can get along with anybody from 0 to 100. He just has that type of personality. And he's got a loving nature, the angels are telling me. He has a very loving nature about himself. A little shy. It's not something he shows right away. But as a relationship, if it continues on, which I don't see right now why it shouldn't, you'll see that side of him or that aspect of him, because he does. He has a very loving nature. He's been hurt and scarred. So if he acts a little reluctant sometime when you're together, it's because of that past relationship. Because, okay, they're telling me sometime he wears his heart on his sleeve. You know, you can be a little bit too trusting. Like I said, he's got a beautiful personality, but maybe he can be too trusting. So at times people will take his kindness for weakness, but they don't know he's got another side to him too. I mean, he can be ruthless. I see the yin and the yang, but the good side of him is what's pronounced and what really comes out, because he's not the kind of person to get ugly. That's just not his nature, you know. But if you push him, yeah, he'll bring it. Yeah, he'll bring it, yeah. Family. He wants to have family. Are you thinking about having family?
Of course.
In the future?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Like, we're really different, but that's another reason why I like him. He's really sweet and quiet. I'm more of the outgoing person. And I kind of think he has a crush on me. I notice him looking at me a lot, but he doesn't.
Oh, you should
anything.
Talk to him. Samantha,
oh,
talk
do.
To him. He's a nice guy. He really is. I'm not picking up anything awful off of him. I tell you, you know, I tell you guys the truth. I don't lie. If I see it, fine. If I don't, I tell you that, too, that I don't see anything. But this guy, I get a real good feeling off of him. Family is important to him, and that's why I'm asking you, because if this turns out to be a long-term relationship for the both of you, then eventually that's going to come up about children. So that's why I'm asking you, you know, were you interested or thinking about having children in the future? Because that's going to be one of the things you two are going to discuss. So, yeah. Go for it. Talk to him.
Really?
Talk to him, Samantha.
Yay.
He's a good guy. Huh?
I have been. Like, I just see, like, it takes, like, I really want to get to know him, and I'm fine starting conversations and making him laugh, because that's what I usually do, is just I don't know if he's necessarily just being nice or he really would be open to it.
Oh, be open to, what?
So
oh,
I
to
have
the
no
relationship?
Issues. Yes,
yeah.
I have no issues
sure.
talking to men.
Yes. Yeah, sure. No problem. Mm-mm.
Oh, so he's attracted to me? Like, it's not just him.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Oh.
He is. That's why I was telling you about him, how he feels right now, so you'll know the character of the gentleman. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's interested. That's what I said. I don't know what you're waiting on, girl. Y'all could have been connected a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's that things happen when they're supposed to be now. I'm just being silly. No, they happen when they're supposed to be, and now it's time. So, yes, you two start talking. Because, you know, I think it's the middle of July, we're going to be coming into a Mercury retrograde or toward the end of July. So, yeah, you know, we don't do anything during that three-week period. So go for it. Go for it now. Get it stabilized.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to know if he was interested in me or just being nice. I didn't really know how to read him. Because he is so nice.
No, he is.
I just didn't want to.
No, he is, honey. He's interested. But you gotta speak up. You know, a closed mouth don't get fed, Samantha. So speak up and just, you know. You two have a cup of coffee or tea or, you know, dessert. Maybe you have a cup of coffee and some dessert and just kick back and talk. Just talk and, you know, go out and enjoy one another. I'm serious. You're going to find that he's really nice. He's not a person that likes to act ugly. That's not his nature. He likes to always treat people good. I think that's why he probably got burnt on his last relationship, because they took his kindness for weakness, you know. Instead of being thankful that this is a blessed man in your life, that it can enhance your life, you know, than to tear him down. But...
I wouldn't do that for him.
Oh, no,
like
I'm not
him.
Saying you would. I'm just letting you know what he's been through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to give you a heads up. Yeah.
So that would make
go
him
for
more
it.
Reserved than to, like,
well, like I said,
want to step
a little
into a
reluctant.
Relationship?
Well, no, he'll just be a little reluctant, but that's okay. You know, as the relationship goes on, you can give him the confidence to feel confident with you. That he won't think about the past. You know, he sees a future. He sees a promise. Which you are that. So, you know, next time you call me, you better be telling me, me and Giovanni are going to get married. Oh, good girl.
Well, thank you.
That's what I want to hear.
I would love that. Thank you
so
much, Menace.
Yeah, listen, it's a go. If I didn't feel good about this guy, I'd tell you, no, Samantha, this ain't you. This is you. This is you. This is a good guy. And I'll always pump up good guys, good men, you know, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So, all right. Let me know, girl.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful rest of the week. All right. Next caller is area code 509. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, Ms. Linus. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good, good, good. What can I answer for you today?
I just had a quick question. This person recently reached out to me. His initials is JZ, and I'm wondering what you see there.
Okay, his initials are JZ?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll see. Usually the name is better, but we'll go with the initials, see what the angels are saying. Whoa. I got a thing in my left nostril. What the hell? Is he on drugs?
I'm not sure. I know
okay.
He smokes, though.
No, I know cigarettes. Okay, let me finish asking. That was the first thing I got a feeling in my nose. That's why I'm asking, like, what the hell? Okay. Why did the angels, they're telling me, mind your business. What does that mean? Wow. Mind your business. That's interesting. Why'd she say that? Should she not be with this guy, Angels? No go, no go, no go, no. They're saying no. Wow. Why are you saying no, Angels? He could be threatening towards you. Wow. The Angels are saying that this guy is, I'll put it like this, if you and him had gotten to an argument, which maybe is a minor thing, okay, may not be anything
yeah.
big, but he takes mm-hmm. it in a totally different direction. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're telling me threatening. So to me, I'm thinking like what he gets right up in your face like, whoa, you know, and is arguing with you, or is he being physical trying to harm you? But they're telling me threatening, and they said no go, no go. And then the first thing was mind your business. I'm like, what is mind your – and this is what he's saying. This is not you. He's saying that, so I want to know why is he saying that. What are you doing to make a statement like that? Usually people don't say that unless they're getting offensive. They're getting defensive because you done struck a nerve or asked something or did something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I kind of get the situation. He offended me, and I'm just waiting for him to, like, reach out to me so I can, like,
okay.
lash at him. But I'm not really sure what if I will even react now, you know?
Well, Erica, thank you for the validation, what you just said, but also the Angels are saying no. It's a no-go. So I'm going along with the Angels. It's something about him is not right. It's just,
mm-hmm.
just, I don't know if he's a drug user or what, but threatening. When they tell me threatening, I really get concerned in a relationship because then I want to know is there domestic violence or what's involved, right? So
mm-hmm.
they're not going into detail. No go, mind your business, and this is, this isn't the guy for you, Erica. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put it
so
out there.
So waste of time.
Delete him.
Yeah.
yeah. Just well, I'm not going to say a waste of time because, you have to date somebody to know what they're about, right? And then once you know or a red
mm-hmm.
flag comes up or whatever, then you back out and like, no, this is not me. So you don't know until you date. Unless somebody knows a guy and they come up and they say, Erica, don't you talk to him. You know, you have
mm-hmm.
to kind of go on your own assumption and find out. But I'm glad that you called. So, no, just delete him.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the guy for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping he would apologize, but I guess he's, like, angry inside his own little head, you know?
Yeah.
Thinking
well,
everyone else is a problem.
Well, and that's what I said. Mm-mm. No, that's not you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just foul him and whatever that is, when you throw something in the garbage, 69, 89, I don't know, whatever they call that. Foul that away. Nope.
Aww.
You can do way better. You know what? You're like a 10, and he's a minus 1. That don't go together. A 10 and a
yeah.
10, a 10 and 11. Okay, but a 10 and a minus 1, that don't go together. No, you're
yeah.
way above him, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
You're way above him.
Okay. Well,
okay,
thank you
remember
for,
when I do that prayer,
yeah, and
you're welcome, but remember when I do that prayer for mates, don't settle. You deserve the
yeah.
very best. All right.
Yeah.
You're a queen. Remember that.
Anything. Oh, you know, and you know what's funny? I would play that song, the Sorry song by Beyonce. It's hilarious. But I was telling my gay buddy what he did. And he just started
yeah.
playing that song. And so, it's so hilarious. But he pretty much blew me off for a concert. And that's why I got really angry.
Okay, well, he could have took you. Anyway, nope, he's not the one. He's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for calling, for asking.
Thank you.
Because now you can get
yeah.
back on the right path that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Erica. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend. Thank you for calling here.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, honey.
Bye.
Love
day.
You. Bye-bye. All right, let me go check in the chat room right quick. And welcome, Sony 119062. Welcome, Texas Pearl, to the Monday Night Psychic Reading. If you guys have a question for me, please. Okay, if you do the reading, my daughter. Do you see my middle daughter, Caroline, in a serious relationship? Oh, okay, Texas Pearl. I just got your question. And, okay, let me answer it. Your daughter, Caroline. Okay, relationship. All right. Well, the first thing, Pearl, she's got to get over that hurt. She is hurting right now. I can feel that in my own heart. So she's got to first get over the hurt. It's like somebody dying. You know, it takes you a while to give a bereavement. And when you care about somebody, you know, it can take a little while. So, yeah. Beside hurting, she's cautious, which is probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing for her. Tell her that she will meet a guy, they're telling me now in August, around the 1st of August or either the very end of August. If she don't meet him the first week of August, she'll meet this guy the last week of August. Let's see. And he's real funny. Tell her he's like a joker. He's going to make her laugh. That's going to be his first impression. And I see they're meeting each other at an outdoor venue. So I don't know if it's like a festival or a community thing or a fair, something. But it's big, and that's where she meets him at. And I think it's like friends. It looks like she's with a couple of girlfriends. And, you know, they see some guys there, some friends, so they kind of all meet up. But she meets this guy there. It's a possibility his initials could be J, and I'm not for sure if that's Jonathan or John, and W I'm getting, like JW, something like that. He's a Southern boy, that's for certain. Let's see what else. Tell her to get out and enjoy herself. Quit being locked away, Pearl. Tell her to get out and shake a leg, or as they say, shake her thing. But enjoy a little bit. Make herself, you know, she can get a good laugh, good hearty laugh, and feel good about herself. And tell her don't feel bad. She may feel she's lonely, but she's never alone. Believe me, everybody's got two angels. I don't care who you are, good or bad. There's always two angels with you at all times, so she's not by herself. Looks like her grandmother is there with her. I don't know if it's your mother or her dad's mother, but I see an older lady around her, like she comforts her at time, make her feel okay, yeah, all warm and fuzzy. So it's okay. She, like I said, she'll meet somebody in August, but for right now, Pearl, just tell her, get out there, you know, get out there and enjoy herself. Yeah, she's a good-looking girl. Yeah, tell her to get out and enjoy. She's trying to get out for a drink. Well, good. Tell her to get out and have a drink. Enjoy. Heck yeah. All right, Pearl. I'm wishing her the very best. And like I said, tell her to look out for August. Either the first week, if she doesn't meet him then the last week of August. And this could possibly be a long-term relationship for her. So you have to check back in August and let us know. Okay, thank you, Pearl, for your question. All right, next call up is area code 612. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Pam. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Pam, P-A-M.
Oh, Pam. Oh, yeah. How you doing, Pam? Sorry.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm
okay.
Doing
good. Now, my question is this. It's this guy at my job. His name is Rich. All right. He is really trying to pursue me.
Okay.
I'm a little hesitant about it, but I just want to get your reading on him just to see if I'm on point.
Okay, well, wait. Let me ask you this. You know you don't shit where you eat, right?
You know you...
you caught it then, didn't you? Okay. All right.
You
all right.
Yes,
I'll leave
I
that
did.
Alone.
Yes, I did. I did catch that.
You know I'm
yes,
a nut. Y'all know I'm a nut. Okay. Let's check out this. Why are they, you know what, I want to bust out laughing. The angel said he's like Howdy Doody. Now, Howdy Doody
yes.
was configured.
yeah.
I don't know why they just said he's
oh
like Howdy
God.
Doody. And I see the little redhead freckled kid. Remember, well, he was whatever, a dummy. Little. I shouldn't say dummy.
No, you know what, actually. Yeah. He is another nationality. Yes, he is. He's not, you know.
American? That's
I'm
okay.
I'm a sister. No, I'm a sister.
Yeah, that's
he,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Hollywood
no.
is about right.
Okay. Well, let me ask some more. Yeah, that's okay. I just had to tell somebody yesterday, love has no color and love has no age because you never know. What you think don't work out, people be married 30, 40 years and be like, wow, I wouldn't have never thought they'd last. Well, they saw something that you and I didn't see, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, so don't worry about if he's a different color or a different nationality. It's still about, you know, love and getting together. Let's see. Rick. Ooh, Rick is sexual. All right now. I heard that, angels. Watch yourself. They're telling me, hey, as they're giving me the information, I'm passing on. They said he's a sexual being. Loves to have fun. Okay. See, loves to have fun. He's a real jovial. Well, how do I want to say?
Jovial.
He could fit in any circumstance. You know what I mean? You could take him to a football game or take him to an intimate party. He would just fit right in. Not that he'd be the life of the party type of person, but you know, if he was just sitting there and another guy came over, you know, girlfriend's guy or something.
Yeah,
he could talk and just
he can
real
hold
mellow.
His own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go.
I see that.
Yep, he can hold his own. Yeah, real mellow.
I just don't know if I should, you know, if I should be giving.
Now he's not seeing
him,
anybody anyway. Right now. You know, he's single. He's not seeing anybody. Yep, he's very much single.
Now,
he don't have no drama. There's nothing following him either. So I'm going to let you know that, too.
You're picking up on Rich with an H, right? Because I think you said Rick. So it's Rich with an H, Richard.
Oh, Rich, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if that makes a difference. Rich. Okay, angels, Rich.
Richard, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that made a difference because my left ear is starting to pain. He don't listen real good.
Uh-oh.
My left ear is like, ow. That's telling me he doesn't listen real good. Maybe he's a little, I don't want to say he's stubborn. Maybe hard-headed, yeah. I'll say hard-headed. Mm-hmm. You know, he got to get that dome rung. And like, okay, I got it. And when I say the ring don't, like, you two could be talking. He may say something out of pocket being funny. And you'll come back and ring that dome and say, motherfucker, you know who you're talking to? You know, like that. Okay, that's what I mean by ringing the dome. Not physical now. Your response. Let's see what else. Yeah, he's a good guy. Okay, let me see what he's doing with you now. I always want to check his character and personality. Okay, now, Rick to you. Oh, God, does he want to have sex with you? Jesus.
I know.
Angel, stop
it. It's off the chain.
Stop
it. No, it is. It's off the chain.
He's driven. Wait a minute.
It's
you got a bill that needs to be paid? Wait, Pam. You got a bill that needs to be paid?
Girl.
Okay, bad Linus.
I love you. I love you.
You know me, I'm Saturday night. Nina's the one that's Sunday morning. She's a nice one. I call it the way I see it, you know. Or at least you know how the angels are telling me. But, yeah, and I see him for that aspect. I mean, he just finds you so pretty, so beautiful.
He does.
It's not just sex now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's not just the sex. Yes, sex is foremost. Yes, ma'am. But you as a person is what he's just, whew, just the total package, as they say. Yeah, yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an old saying, Pam said, marry the one that loves you and not the one that you love. Because the one that loves you is going to do everything possible to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm just giving you that. I'm putting that out there. Because he feels a lot stronger than you do. I can feel that.
Exactly.
He's really like, whew. I'm telling
you.
That would have been like, if you said yes, it'd be, Mount St. Helens just went off in Washington. No shit, what happened? Was it Pam?
No, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. Like now, lately, he's been trying to get, well, he calls it a little outing for Wednesday. It's like after work. But he's trying to do a group. But he told me more specific things. Like he has a hotel room, he said. And I'm just like, why are you telling me
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
no,
I
tell you, so you know what?
Like
let's be friends first.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I really don't want to pursue it that way. You know what I mean? Because that's not me. That's not my nature at all. But
and remember,
you
are
know.
A queen, okay? Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You are a queen,
mm-hmm.
honey. All right, dear. So you
okay.
should be treated as a queen. You know, you tell him, hey, I know there's sexual energy between us. That's beautiful. But you know what's most important to me? I'd like to know your mind and your heart. Because that'll happen. Sex will eventually happen, no doubt. I mean, I see this really because he's so strong on you. But before it gets to that point, you know, admit that. So he knows that, oh, she don't even want to have sex. No, I'm not saying I don't want to have sex. Sexual energy is strong. What I'm telling you is let's just talk. I want to get to know you as a person, spiritually and mentally. Before we go physically, right? Because
mm-hmm.
what if he's not
mm-hmm.
what you worked out and you'd be like, I just gave him some free pussy for nothing, you know?
Not only that, I do think he's attached. I do think he might be attached. That's why I'm surprised you didn't pick up on that. Because I think he is. I do.
You think that he's a what? I'm sorry?
Attached. I think he's either married or it's something going on with him. And
oh,
I,
you
I'm
think
surprised
he's attached?
It wasn't picked up. Yeah, I do.
Let me ask. No, he doesn't have a wife. He had a girlfriend. There's something between them. I don't see any kid. Is there any kid? Possibly a daughter, the angels are saying, possibly a daughter. But he's done. She don't want to let go.
Okay.
And I think it's financial because it looks like he's really good. Like, yeah, I think there is a child. Like, he's really good at helping this child out as far as the financial aspect. But the mother, no. And, I mean, that relationship ended. It even ended before it began, to be honest with you. But he's trying to do right. But you know what? I got a funny feeling that this is not his kid. I do. I have a feeling that this is not his child. But, you know, sometimes, you know, women get together with guys and, you know, might be a nice dude and he just, you know, likes your children, you know, and is involved in their lives. You know, so.
Yeah.
I say that because I'm not picking up, like, no pedophile or no bullshit like that, no. Nothing
okay.
like that.
All
it's
right.
like he just cares. Yeah. It's like he just cares. But, there's some drama there. Because I'm feeling it in my forehead. There's some drama there. nothing to do with you. I don't know. You are like a breath of fresh air. I don't know how you are around him, but you're a breath of fresh air to him. So in that respect, he's vulnerable to you. I mean, beside the physical aspect, yes. I mean, my God, he wants you. But he's vulnerable to, like I say, spiritually and mentally just by how you are.
Yeah,
you know,
I pick up on that.
You're giving him something, food for thought. You're giving him food for thought, Pam, and you're also helping him to see things maybe a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not saying it's your way. It's just another way of looking at things, you know.
Right.
And it'll help him too. Yeah, but don't give in yet. No, make him, you know, prove himself to you. You know, and you could tell him, you know, I have some, what do I want to say, not reluctance, caution, I guess, but that's not the word I wanted to say. But anyway, just say a pause. You have a pause about, you know, for sure, are you free that you are not involved with anybody, period. You know.
Yeah.
And tell
him
to be honest, because if he's not, but, you know, if he's having a problem, say that. You know, like, I want to be with you, Samantha, but you, I mean, Pam, excuse me, but, you know, I'm dealing with blah, blah, blah. You know, well, just be honest about it. That's okay. Maybe we can do it together. Maybe we can help each other out, you know?
So, anyway,
let me know. But anyway, that's where you're at right now. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful week. All right,
too,
Pam.
Now.
Take care. All right.
All
love
right.
you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code. Oh, that was Pam. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I think I just hung up on somebody by mistake. Please call back. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Again, welcome around the world in the chat room or on the phone. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. All righty. Oh, good. I hope this is 614, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Tamika.
I'm sorry?
Tamika from Delaware.
Shanika? Is that it? Am I saying it right?
Tamika. T-A-M-I-K-A.
I'm sorry. Spell it again for me. I'm sorry.
Maybe Myosha would be better.
No. Tell me the name. Tell me your name. I just didn't understand. That's why I said spell it, and then I can pronounce it correctly.
It's Tamika.
Tamika. Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, I got it. Tamika. I didn't understand you. You know, you people on the East Coast talk fast. I know I do, but damn. I didn't understand. All right, Tamika, you got me now. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Oh, fine. Well, did I hang up on you by accident? Were you the person that was
on
the
line? Yeah, I think
line?
So, because I was sitting here,
okay,
and it was
well,
like, goodbye.
Okay,
and I was like,
well,
what happened?
I apologize. Yeah, I apologize for that. I'm sorry. Okay, now. Yeah, well, I didn't mean to do that, so I'm sorry. All right, so what's your question, young lady?
I was wondering if you saw anything changing with my financial situation, because it's becoming quite a burnout. I'm just getting burnt out a little bit, but I'm trying not to because I can't just totally give up.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing round and round like a donut hole going round and round. What, are you in a job right now that's like a no-win situation?
No, I mean, I was working temporarily for a minute. I found, you know, I find little things to do to keep a little bit, but that had ended. And so now I'm back to searching again, but I've been searching for, I think, 5 months, and I haven't had any success. I keep getting turned down or something. And
Do you have health issues?
Not really. I did a little bit.
Okay. I'm getting a headache right at the top of my head, at the crown of my head.
It's probably all the stuff I got going on in my head.
No, I'm listening to the angels to give me some type of message for you, and all I got was a pain at the top of my head. That stuff is
which
Nina
probably
was
signifies
here,
I'm a pain in the ass.
Oh no, honey, no, don't say that. No,
they're probably like that girl is a headache. Tell her we don't know.
Yeah, they're not showing me anything, Tamika. I'm being honest with you. All I'm getting is just a pain at the top of my head and a blank slate. They're not visually showing me nothing in front of my eyes. I don't hear anything in my ears. It's just blank, just nothing. Ooh, sorry, I'm not picking up anything. Now my headache is starting to go away, but I'm still not picking anything up for you financially, you know, to tell you some kind of information. So, sorry, being honest here.
Well, that's okay. I kind of figured my life has always been kind of blank. I think I was just put here to have my kids, and that was it.
Yeah. No, I'm sure there's more. But I'll tell you what, would you give us a call next Sunday? And let's see, maybe that'll be better. Maybe the energy will be better for the angels to give me a message. How about that?
Sure.
Okay. I'm on at 3 o'clock on Sundays, much earlier. Okay. Thank you, Tamika, for calling, and I'm sorry I couldn't have been a more help to you.
Oh, no problem. Have a good night.
You too, ma'am. All right. Area code 612, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Linus is Pam once again.
That's okay.
I had to come again at you because, okay, you know, I'm on Facebook and a lot of my old classmates are, you know, kind of coming at me. Now, it's one that I'm kind of interested in. His name is Tony. No, I'll take that back. His name is James. And it's
James,
another one
okay.
named And it's another one named Terrence. Now, Terrence is a little stronger in personality, but I don't know about him. I get vibes about him. But James, I'm liking. So I'd just like to know where you see that.
Okay. The angels are telling me, I'm writing it down. Okay. James is an all-around good guy. Terrence is foreboding. You understand that?
Foreboding.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. Yeah.
Foreboding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James is an all-around good guy. Terrence is foreboding. So I guess we kind of scratched Terrence off the list. He didn't make the cut.
He's not making the cut. Mm-mm. Yeah, because I'm feeling real indifferent about him. Plus, you know, these guys are not in the same state that I'm in, so that makes it even more difficult in a sense. But
yeah,
James seems like we have more in common, more things that we're, you know, we have a lot. It's a lot going on that
I feel good about him.
Okay.
I feel good about him, Pam, because like I said, the angel said he's an all-around good guy. So to me, that's spiritually, mentally, and physically, he's a good guy. If it's all around, he covers those three areas. Loves to communicate.
Cool. Yeah.
He loves to communicate. So You know
and
what?
We're the
why don't
same
you keep
age.
That... Okay,
we're the
well,
same
keep
age,
that open.
So that's the. Yeah.
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 Keep
I'm
that
so
open and talk
him.
To him. Yeah.
Mhm.
I like him. I like James
right.
better than I do Rich. To be honest with you.
I love. Rich, no, Rich is kind of creepy, though. He does. He creeps me out a little bit. Because when I call him about things, he'll whisper to me, hey, man. You know, Gigi,
whispering,
and I'm just like, oh, my God, Rich, wait a minute. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I told you to hold up.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I told
mm-hmm.
you to hold up because it just,
yeah, so it's something about him. That's why I had to call and ask you. But thank you again. Thank
yes,
you.
And do keep in touch with James. Like I said, I feel good. I really do feel good about him because the angels gave him an A+. Yeah, I feel good about that guy. So
yeah,
I'm telling you now. Give him a chance.
All right.
Give James a chance, Rich. Yeah, you know, come see, come saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich is just my resource. You know, I mean, I go to him for because he trained me at my job, so he trained me on stuff. But I just noticed he's getting just overly friendly, and I can tell that he's feeling some kind of way. So that's why I just really wanted you to confirm what I was thinking, in a sense, with Rich. But Rich is planning all this stuff, and I'm just not. I'm not gonna go through with it. No, I mean like
no,
he wants us to go out on Wednesday, and I think that's a trap.
No,
he
don't
already,
do that. Don't do
yeah,
it. Again. Don't be caught by yourself with that guy, please.
Yeah, he told me that he would drive me there. He you could drive with me, and I'm just like, that's the setup. I just feel set up. So no, I'm not going.
No, don't.
No, I'm not. Even though I can protect myself now. I can protect myself, but, you know, I just don't even want to go through it, really.
No, and you know that he's really on you about sex. He really does want to have sex with you, so nope. Because, you know, that's your intuition is telling you. When you pull back a little bit, there's a red flag. Somewhere that's got you like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have a doubt, that's your intuition. Listen to it because they're trying to
I
tell
know.
You something
I'm
like
learning
that, ain't
that.
It, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning that more and more because it's never steered me wrong, period. My intuition
that's
has
right.
always been on point, and it's always, and even though I may not physically or really see it or understand it, if I get a sense about something, I follow through on it. Yeah, I do.
Good.
And it's usually right. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Right on. Well, keep that
all
up,
right.
girl. You okay? All right.
Okay.
Well,
you
thank you for
night,
calling
Gina.
Back in, Pam. You can call back anytime you want, girl. I got right
you.
In. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Talk
all
to you
right.
later.
All
okay,
right.
Bye-bye. Okay, checking back in the chat room. Okay, Texas Pearls. I'm going to get out. Virginia, she's very intuitive. My mom and her were very close with mom's spirit. She broke up with a guy and loved him. When she get back with him? My mom and her were very close. Oh, so your mom must have passed over. But mom's in spirit. Oh, she did. Okay, well, she's the one there with Carolyn. Texas Pearl, it's your mom. Okay, yeah. Will she get back with this guy? No. The universe closed that door for a reason, so she don't need to turn around. Okay? Pearl, yeah. The universe closed that door as a protection for your daughter more than the guy, for her protection. So, yeah, she doesn't want to go backwards. No. Just keep moving forward, whatever that's out there that's going to bless her in her life. But don't look back, because if she do, she'll be just like Salt's wife. Remember I can't think in the Bible. Remember she turned around, and if she hadn't turned around, she'd have been okay. But when she did, she turned to Salt. Well, the same with your daughter. She turns around and go back to that guy. It's going to be some bad problems. So it's better that she just, okay, fine. went away. You know, would just say, thank you, God. That's not what I needed in my life or what I wanted. Hello. Right on, Carolyn. Caroline, right on. Okay. Yeah, but she's doing fine. Your daughter's doing fine. Someone's going to come along, believe me. And like I said, your mother is there with her. They are very close. And she's protective of her as well, too. So, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Pearl, for asking the questions. Appreciate. Well, y'all, the time on the wall looks like it's just about that time. I want to thank everybody from around the world in the chat room and all the people that came in, the guests, Miss Pearl, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the other person's name, and the guests, and all the people that called in on the phone and asked for questions. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. It is my pleasure and my honor to help you. As long as God give me health and strength and a good mentality, I'm here. So I just want to say to everybody, have a good rest of the week. Oh, don't forget, now Wednesday, I forgot to tell you guys, Wednesday is the full moon. So be careful. You know, it gets a little nutty around the full moon, and that's Wednesday the 27th that begins. So remember that. All right. If nobody's told you they love you today, well, I do, and Miss Nina. Have a good one. Love y'all. See you next Sunday.